are white liberals unintentionally slowing racial progress?
That's the title of an event set for Thursday, a part of Village Square's ongoing conversations around race. But what exactly is the organization trying to say? The Village Square's Liz Joyner explains the idea stems from a number of local issues.
We had one of our catalysts came in and had, I think, was following some of the recent controversy in town about Gamble Street, and we started having that conversation, and what we found sort of surprisingly is that we thought that there was, I mean, we're always sort of trying to shake up the kind of the angry sides that see the battle of good and evil, this kind of Manichaean thinking. We're always trying to shake that up, but I think we found sort of some interesting space where we could ask some provocative questions and change the conversation up.
Joyner is referring to the Joint City of Tallahassee Blueprint 2000 project to extend FAMU Way. It resulted in demolishing a small historically black neighborhood enclave.
Oftentimes when we talk about some of these issues, including racial issues, we may get not distracted necessarily, but we may get so taken up by the national conversation and, of course, all of the attendant emotion and rhetoric and everything around that, and perhaps at times unfairly impose those national issues and problems and milieu into local matters, whereas it may not be warranted.
Local attorney Funmi Ojatayo will be a panelist at the upcoming talk. He uses the example of Tallahassee Police Department's ongoing search for a new headquarter location as another example. When a location was proposed for the south side, there was somewhat of an outcry. That's why Ojatayo says he was surprised to hear some of the arguments put forth about putting a police HQ away from the south side and who those arguments came from.
Yeah, we don't want police presence here in the black community. And mind you, the folks that were making this argument were white liberals, not the black communities that are actually asking. So let's clarify something here. There's the issue of over-policing, but there's also an issue of under-policing.
It's his position that black communities want to feel safe too, and a police presence isn't automatically a bad thing.
We neglect to talk about under-policing within black communities. And so far as black folk, we want to be safe too, right? We want to live in communities where it's safe. We can go out, we can play with our families, with our kids, we can ride our bikes in the street.
And while the original site for a new TPD headquarters was eventually ruled out, a large contingent of South City residents turned out in support of it later on. Ojatayo, who says he leans conservative, also sees inconsistencies in the way white liberals talk about religion.
And you see it also in the rhetoric, you know, of liberals, white liberals, insofar as sometimes when they castigate, you know, certain make up certain caricatures, you know, of conservatives, you know, that these religious people and they do this, then the third. And then, like, actually, if you drill down as to that demographic, we know that the most religious active demographic in this nation are black women who are faithful attenders of church, right? And so when you think you're hating on a certain group of people, it's not the people that you're actually hating on.
And he says he has a historical basis for calling out what he sees as inconsistencies.
You also have this sort of casual racism, you know, amongst white liberals, where they think they're like, oh, you know, I'm down for the cause, but not really. You know, I've had people, white liberals, even in our events, approach me talking about, you know, I express that I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and that my faith is paramount to me, to who I am as my identity. I'm Christian before, you know, I'm anything else. And, you know, somebody responded and said, oh, but Christianity and the way it's treated black folk and this, then the third. And it, honestly, it comes from a place of ignorance, because let's believe it was Christianity that sustained our black forebears in the fields, right, during slavery.
Ojatayo says he welcomes disagreement on Thursday, and the Village Square's Joyner feels the same way. She hopes the event will draw people of all types.
Well, you know, it's interesting that one of the things that I share is that you would think that getting people to respect and tolerate each other at a time like this is by far the hardest thing. Like, what in the world do you do, right? It's actually the easiest part of what we do. The hardest part is getting that diverse group of people into a room together, because we're not sharing spaces with each other anymore.
The free event will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. this Thursday at the Junction at Monroe. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.